You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 118. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is a deeper dive into the sunk cost fallacy, specifically when it comes to writing. Now, for an official definition, since this is actually an economics term, and I referenced it back in episode 115 on decision pivots, sunk cost is the cost that has already been incurred and you can't get back. In writing, this would be time spent on a story you lost passion for months ago. Money spent on boosting a Facebook post or on Amazon ads that didn't get you any sales, and even querying over and over again with nothing but rejection letters to show for it. The fallacy in this is believing that you should continue on that course of action, even when abandoning it would be more beneficial. So in our examples, falling victim to sunk cost fallacy would be if you doggedly keep working on the story that just isn't inspiring you anymore, and you honestly can't remember why you started it. Sunk cost fallacy would be continuing to pour money into ads when none of them are converting, and you don't know how to fix them. And it would be continuing to query without stopping to question why you're getting nothing but rejections. The solution in my mind to the sunk cost fallacy is to take a step back and question why you're doing what you're doing. What's the benefit to you long term? We get so wrapped up in believing that we have to, quote unquote, make it worth the investment already made, but lose sight that we've already lost that time, money, or energy, and nothing will ever get it back. And that's why decision pivots are so important. If you haven't listened to that episode, remember it's 115, go back and listen. The thing is, the time we sink into things that at one point seemed like good ideas is never a waste. Unlike Buzz Lightyear, who lamented his years of academy training wasted while at tea with Mrs. Nesbitt, we can look at everything we do as if it has the potential to be a lesson. When we change the lens through which we look at our sunk costs, we have the golden opportunity to learn from those quote-unquote mistakes. As I've heard told to high schoolers, college is not just to find out what you want to do, but also to find out what you maybe don't want to do. If you really dislike the subject matter in a class, that's a sign that you maybe wouldn't be happy pursuing a career where that class is a requirement for a particular major, aka don't sink more cost into it if the flags are already waving in your face. We want to look for the lessons with every so-called sunk cost. The time and creative energy spent working on a story that is ultimately abandoned has both grown us as writers and taught us about the kinds of things that maybe we don't like writing about, or the things that don't hold our attention, or it tells us where we are falling short in the craft. A signal to perhaps not try to write something like that again until we figure out why it didn't work. A majority of my abandoned projects were because I didn't know really anything about craft back then, and I just never returned to fix them. And some things are not meant to be returned to. The money spent on ads is only a waste if you don't evaluate why they're not working, and the same goes for querying. There are so many lessons to be had with advertising and querying. I am by no means an expert in either of these, but I do know that with evaluation, anything can become a stepping stone to the next lesson. Ask for feedback. Get help deciphering results. Something that turns that sunk cost into a lesson going forward makes it worth the investment you put into it. We are only as alone as we make ourselves, and as writers, it is pretty easy to do. The evaluations and lessons we take from failed ventures are what we use to inform those decision pivots. We don't know where to go until we know what's not working, and we don't know what's not working until we look at it objectively, dispassionately, and with an eye for improvement. Sometimes that means scrapping the scene we really love, but know it doesn't fit into the story. I have those. Sometimes it means abandoning or reducing time on a different project that you spent years putting time and energy into because it doesn't align with your goals or your values right now. I have those too. And sometimes it means asking for someone else to tell you their thoughts on the matter, knowing that you can't read the label from inside the bottle. Others can see our problems far more clearly than we can see our own, and that outside perspective can often give us freedom and permission to make a pivot that we've wanted to make for a while, but couldn't justify to ourselves because of how much time, money, effort, or energy we've already invested in the thing. So, sunk cost is not bad. But thinking you have to stay the path, even when the path is leading you away from your goal, is. Know when you're in the fallacy and make a pivot. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.